Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Understanding Muslims and Sharing Jesus Effectively with Them. Remember, following the example of Jesus Christ coming to us in a form of man, conceived through the Holy Spirit, becoming one like us, following the example of the Apostle Paul that we talked about briefly in our previous program, God wants us to bridge the distance which exists between us and Muslims. Exactly like he wants us to bridge the distance that exists between us and atheists, and between us and the Jewish people who don't know Jesus. We can, if you want, meet Muslims where they are at, and by God's grace, make the gospel message relevant to their background and beliefs. By establishing points of beliefs which we have in common with them. You tell me if there is anything in common between us and Muslims. I answer you, yes, there are plenty of common ground. Unfortunately, most Christians are not using them. And I will discuss many of them in future programs. We're going to start, actually, this program, establishing points of beliefs which we have in common with Muslims, and then we can show them that such common beliefs lead to the gospel of God fully revealed in Jesus Christ. No compromise. And actually, my book that God guided me to write, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, if you want to get it, contact me and we'll show you all the common ground that you can use to help Muslims understand the Word of God in the Bible. Starting with common ground means constructing a bridge over which we carry the gospel message more effectively. I am talking to you from over 35 years of experience. Actually, I was born and raised with Muslims in Egypt, even though I was a Christian, but most of my neighbors and schoolmates and friends were Muslims, and my wife was a Muslim. And she became a Christian. And I'm talking to you from experience, the approach that he gave me and my wife. You can go to my website and read lots of testimonies of Muslims coming to Christ after they understood the word of God in the Bible. And let me read even to you one of them right now. I spoke at Calvary Chapel Tallahassee probably 4 or 5 times. And before I went the last time, I got an email. My name is Malak. I'm originally from Lebanon. I come to the States 2007 to finish my study. I'm a Muslim. I have always been a Muslim. Somebody gave her a copy of my book. And she said, since I read this book, I fell in love with God. I am now happier than before. I saw and felt what I haven't seen nor felt before, God's love for me. The only problem is now I feel I am in the middle of. That is, I cannot deny my Muslim roots, and I am falling in love with Jesus. The last email Malak sent to me, thanks for helping me experience and enjoy God's love and salvation. I introduced Malak to Calvary Chapel Tallahassee, and we laughed, and we cried, and we hugged, and many of the believers were blessed to see Malak coming to Christ. But I want you to trust me. In this approach is constructing a bridge. So what is the first fact we can use? We tell Muslims frankly, even though we do not depend on the Quran to prove that the Bible is the word of God, however, we like to discuss Islamic beliefs and verses from the Quran to help you and to help us see the common ground and the differences between Islam and Christianity. Again, while we do not depend on the Quran to prove the credibility of the Bible, we find it, my Muslim friend, very significant and interesting that throughout the Quran, its pages, the Quran testifies to the authenticity of the Bible. The Jews and the Christians are described in the Quran as the people of the book. The Jewish scripture is the Torah, and the Christian scripture is the Injil. The Quran speaks with reverence and respect of the Torah, Old Testament, Zabur, which is the Psalms. The Quran calls it Zabur, and the Injil, which is the Gospel or the New Testament. These holy scriptures, according to the Quran, have the status of the authentic word of God. Why? Because simply they were God's revelation before the Quran came. And we say the Torah can mean the law or the revelation God gave through Moses. Also, it can be any word God gave through the prophets in the Old Testament. My dear Muslim friend, there is not one single verse in the Quran that confirms that the Bible has been invalidated by the arrival of the Quran. Not even one. You can trust me. I studied the Quran in law school before I practiced law as a defense lawyer. I studied the Quran throughout my life, and I know very well not even this fact which I mentioned to you, but also many interesting facts, such as the Quran itself commands Muslims to profess belief in the Bible. We read in Surah 2, verse 136, "Say ye, we believe in Allah and the revelation given to us and to Abraham and that given to Moses and Jesus, and that given to all prophets from their Lord. We make no difference between one and another of them." The Quran confirms the previous holy scriptures of the Jews and the Christians. Hundreds of years before the time of Muhammad, the Bible was already written and in the hands of people all over the world. The Quran declares that it was given to confirm the previous revelations, not to replace them. Another surah, 5, says, "To thee, Muhammad, we sent the scripture, Quran in truth, confirming the scripture that came before it." This confirmation is repeated in many Quranic verses, such as Surah 2, verse 89, verse 101, and many other surahs. The Quran testifies that the Torah, the Psalm, and the Injil are the word of God. The testimony of the Quran is clear. Another Surah 3 states, "And he, God, sent down the law of Moses and the gospel of Jesus before this as a guide to mankind." Not as a guide to a special group of people. No, to mankind. The Quran reference to the Torah is clear. Surah 5, "It was we who revealed the law to Moses. Therein was guidance and light. By its standard have been judged the Jews, by the prophets who bowed to Allah's will." We will continue next program, but before we end, let's pray. God, help us to have your grace toward the Muslims. God, help your children, your church, to build the bridges with Muslims so we can help them in the most way possible believe in the truth revealed in your word in the Bible. God, help us to help multitudes of Muslims enjoy your love and salvation. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. And I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.